6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, July 25th, 2022. It's a Monday. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour, where we've got 10% off Strauss Naturals products at the Power Mall. You definitely want to take advantage of that. We're going to have Wayne Elliott on the show with us tomorrow. But in the meantime, there is a subject that we have not really talked about much. We've mentioned it in passing, but we've never deep dived into this thing as much as the Epoch Times likes to cover events happening in China. And we've talked about that. I think a lot of people are worried about the Chinese Communist Party's influence in the United States and where we're going with that, especially with the Biden administration being what it is. But yet we don't know about the persecution, the in-depth persecution of what's going on with the Chinese people other than what we hear with news reports. It's one of the reasons why we have Mitchell Nicholas Gerber on the show. He's an investigative journalist. 22 years he spent exposing the forced organ harvesting of the Falun Gong to spiritual movement in China. With resilient character and determined mind, he's been working hard on the front line of a significant cause, which has been coined a new form of evil. Mitchell's been traveling the world in a crucial attempt to raise awareness about all of this that's going on with the Falun Gong. They're singling out this religious sect. And literally, these innocent practitioners have been rounded up, sent over 2,000 to state-mandated hospitals, their organs cut out of their bodies while they're still living, and then sold for massive amounts of profit, and the bodies are then sent to crematories where they are consumed in fire to conceal the evidence. That's why we have Mitchell on the show with us now. Mr. Gerber, thanks so much for coming on the Power Hour.
Oh, it's an honor. It's a privilege, Dave. Thanks for having me.
All right. So first off, if people are not really fully aware of Falun Gong, do you want to give us a little bit of background on that? How long have they been around? Why does the Chinese Communist Party hate these people?
Absolutely. As a Jewish, Judeo-Christian investigative journalist for 22 years, I've been investigating this really honorable spiritual movement that became the largest spiritual movement in China, Dave. And many people were initially drawn to Falun Gong because of its healing effects. It incorporates five simple stretching exercises, meditation, very similar to Qigong or martial arts or yoga, Tai Chi, that people are very familiar with in the West. But what made this more powerful than any other spiritual movement in China is because the number of people practicing this outnumbered the number of people registered in the Chinese Communist Party by 30 million people. The health benefits, the spiritual benefits, the emotional and mental benefits of the spiritual movement, Dave, just skyrocketed, and it became the largest spiritual movement in China. And the simple reason why people were so drawn to Falun Gong and because of the attractive principles behind it is because it was very simple and straightforward. The truthful, compassionate, tolerant elements are handled in all different kinds of relationships, love, life, and business. There's no fanaticism. There's no cultish tendencies. There's not even a religious dogma about it. It's a simple, organic, natural practice that millions were enjoying throughout their days as CEOs, as military generals, as soldiers, as just normal folk conducting their days, and they felt so healthy, happy, and anxiety relief that millions of people started to practice this. 70 to 100 million people estimated by the Chinese government themselves by 1998, and the communist regime grew very threatened, outlawed this practice, and now are sending hundreds and thousands of these innocent groups of this group to state-mandated hospitals, as you said, and cutting their organs out of their bodies while alive. And I have one clip for you, actually, to share the evidence that this is not a conspiracy theory, but indeed a conspiracy fact.
Falun Gong is a traditional practice of self-cultivation, a practice of slow-moving exercises, meditation, and studying of the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance, and trying to adopt those into your life.
While morning exercises had always been popular in China, Falun Gong brought more than just health benefits.
For thousands of years, the Chinese people have believed in Buddhas and Taos and becoming an immortal. Falun Gong really dared to talk about these things. And immediately people took it to heart. Oh, the true ancient good things of China have come back.
However, after 50 years of political campaigns to destroy traditional beliefs, any revival of spirituality was seen as a threat to communist rule.
Since I was 11, I experienced all of the Chinese Communist Party's campaigns. group after group of good people were targeted. There was no faith, no truth. Falun Gong stood in stark contrast with communist ideology. So it would be very hard for it to be tolerated by the CCP.
With more practitioners than members in the Communist Party, the party chief, Jiang Zemin, saw it as a threat to his power and overruled the government support of Falun Gong.
Jiang Zemin issued an order, set up special office called Sixth Ten Office, in charge of nationwide campaign of persecution.
Known as China's Gestapo, the Sixth Ten Agency was above the law and could use any and all means necessary to achieve its sole mission, to eliminate Falun Gong. The nationwide campaign began July 1999.
People were disappearing. I couldn't find my friends. You know, one day there were 30 of us in the park, and the next day they're gone. And in the middle of the park, tacked on the tree, was a government declaration that this has been outlawed.
First time I heard about the persecution, I didn't believe it at the first. And when I heard my mom was in the labor camp, I was very worried. And later on, my sister was put in the labor camp. My younger brother was put into jail. Basically, my family is just torn apart. When this family is torn apart, I feel inside torn apart.
Outside the labor camps, propaganda campaigns against Falun Gong were running 24/7 on all media.
Like, you turn on the TV, and literally, the only way to describe it is propaganda marathons. You'd have mass book burnings organized by the party, steamrollers going over Falun Gong cassette tapes and CDs.
Essentially, it's a process of demonizing and dehumanizing, you know, incessant propaganda.
In January 2001, Chinese Central Television broadcast this news that people were setting themselves on fire in Tiananmen Square, and they claimed that these were Falun Gong practitioners.
This propaganda story used a mother and her 12-year-old daughter. It was a major turning point in the CCP's campaign.
They turned Tiananmen Square into a movie set, and they used movie techniques to try to create something, but it was staged.
Because state-run media broadcasted constantly for a year, people around China, their views on Falun Gong started to change.
Initially, the Communist Party was very public about its campaign against Falun Gong. But what happened after about, I would say, starting from 2002, is that you started to see really almost more of a media blackout. Falun Gong simply became a taboo topic.
With millions of practitioners in detention, one of the worst crimes in history began taking place in hospitals throughout the country as organ transplants suddenly began to skyrocket.
We've been asked to investigate allegations that there has been harvesting of organs of Falun Gong in China. Our bottom line conclusion, after considering everything as best we could, was that the allegations are true.
I began conducting comprehensive interviews with medical professionals, Chinese law enforcement personnel, and over 50 refugees from the Laogai system. But I estimate that 65,000 Falun Gong were murdered for their organs from 2000 to 2008.
Essentially, what organ harvesting means is they're taking Falun Gong practitioners literally like cattle, holding them in prison camps, testing their blood and other vital organs, and when someone comes into the country that needs a heart, a liver, a kidney, they find a match, they take the Falun Gong practitioner, extract their organs, of course, killing them in the process.
And that is what's happening today as we speak, Dave.
All right, so now, is this all of the cuts that that you provided here? They all just played in succession?
I think that was one clip. That was from the movie Hard to Believe. It's a free documentary that people can watch in its entirety on YouTube. It's called Hard to Believe Movie, or at the website www.hardtobelievemovie.com. It was a little bit long, but it gave it a overall perspective of what is actually going on, and this is the story behind it in a nutshell.
Okay, so now the rest of the clips, you want to explain what we're going to be hearing next?
This is the one from the BBC where the BBC interviewer interviews David Kilgore about the organ harvesting evidence, because I know as skeptics, I love to work hard for the skeptics, because we will question everything until the evidence is beyond a reasonable doubt. So this particular clip, I believe, is the Kilgore Matters report, which came out in 2006, Dave, confirming the allegations are true that large-scale organ harvesting on demand, there's no other regime or government on the face of the earth that is conducting with its military, sending hundreds and thousands of Falun Gong practitioners, as well as Uyghur Muslims, House Christians, Tibetans and Catholics, to state-mandated hospitals, cutting out their organs while out of their bodies while alive, while the blood is still flowing, a little bit of potassium that sedates them, and then selling their organs, fueling a global enterprise of billions of dollars. And this is the clip that confirms it.
A rather upsetting issue, allegations that have repeatedly been aired that China plays a part in harvesting organs, mainly of executed prisoners. The numbers run to thousands every year. Organs then get sold on for transplants. It's always been vehemently denied by the Chinese government. But here in Britain, representatives of a campaign called Forced Organ Harvesting have been looking at the issue, and they've got as far as presenting their latest findings to the British Parliament. Two representatives join us here in the studio. Welcome to David Kilgore, former member of the Canadian Parliament, and Ethan Gutman, author of several books on China, who've both been involved in the investigations, are here to tell us a little bit more. David Kilgore, if I could start with you, what are the latest findings of your investigation? What are you closing in on?
That about 65,000 Falun Gong practitioners have been killed and their organs trafficked. There are other people too, convicted prisoners are killed, of course, but the thing that we're focusing on is the Falun Gong community. My colleague Ethan Gutman has done a lot of work on the Uyghur community. He'll probably want to say something about that. But yeah, there's no doubt. We have 52 kinds of evidence that this is happening. To give you the easiest example, the wife of a surgeon told us that her husband had removed the corneas from 2,000 Falun Gong practitioners in a two-year period. So, I mean, there's absolutely no doubt in anybody's mind. We've got two books on it. We've got all kinds of...
And these, just to clarify, these come after judicial executions?
No, there's no judicial involvement in virtually all of the Falun Gong. That's the thing that nobody understands.
Okay, right. So we better clarify this, because we often cover the fact that China, of course, has one of the highest rates of execution, judicial execution. It's their choice. That's what they do. And they're always there in the top three, along with Saudi Arabia and Iran. But this is something different.
Exactly. It's because a police signature is all you need to get sent to a forced labor camp. And then basically what happens is somebody from, it could be London, it could be Canada, goes over there for a liver. And there's a computer bank, and it says there's a match for you out in camp number 50. And somebody's dragged out of the camp number 50 into an operating room. Their liver's taken out of them. It's flown to Shanghai, where you're probably waiting for your liver. And you come back to London with a new liver, and somebody has been killed like a lobster in a grotesque restaurant.
Hang on a minute. So you're not even saying, because, I mean, it's one issue, the judicial executions and the use of the cadaver, which I suppose in a certain legal sense is the property of the state once the state has killed the individual. But you're saying these are people being killed to order.
Precisely. And it's so, as you say, your horror shows how distressing it is. But yet it never gets mentioned that these are people who've been maybe giving out pamphlets asking them to stop killing Falun Gong, and they're guilty of nothing.
The allegation and our findings are shocking. I mean, to us, this is a form of evil we have yet to see in this planet. This is a new form of evil. I'm David Matus, and with me is David Kilgore. We've been asked to investigate allegations that there has been harvesting of organs of Falun Gong in China, that the donors, the Falun Gong donors, are unwilling. Then they have been executed in the process, either for the purpose of the transplants or after the transplants, and that their bodies are cremated. That was the allegation we were asked to investigate. David Kilgore is a former member of Parliament and former cabinet minister for Asia Pacific, and I'm a Winnipeg lawyer doing immigration, refugee, and international human rights law in Winnipeg. We were asked to investigate this allegation by the coalition it's a coalition investigating allegations of persecution, coalition to investigate the persecution of Falun Gong in China, which is based in Washington, D.C. We were asked to do this a couple months ago, and we have now done our investigation, and we're producing this report. We were not paid. We were doing this as volunteers, and we're not associated officially with anyone. We're just acting independently from everyone and doing this investigation. We pursued every investigative trail we could find. In the report, you will see that there are 18 different avenues of proof and disproof we considered and evaluated. Our bottom line conclusion after considering everything as best we could was that the allegations are true. We believe them to be true, that this harvesting is indeed happening. That conclusion comes not from any one of these different 18 categories of evidence that we looked at, but by assessing everything altogether. Altogether, they paint a whole picture. All the evidence we looked at either corroborated the allegations or, in some cases, where we were looking at possible disproof, did not disprove the allegations. We do know for a fact that the Falun Gong are depersonalized, dehumanized, and marginalized, repressed, persecuted, both in word and in deed, in the most vile ways possible. For this sort of allegation to be true in Canada would involve a very large step from where we are. But in China, it's not that big a step from where China has been.
Okay, now, that supposedly was the second clip
yes.
with, you know, showing the evidence. Now, the thing that I'm wondering, the Falun Gong, knowing that they have been persecuted in this way and they're being, you know, subjected to forced organ harvesting, how many of these people do you believe were, and this is something that really bothers me, with all of this COVID going on, and people getting the jab, knowing what we know about mRNA vaccines and the spike protein production, wouldn't it be counterproductive to sell a tainted organ to somebody and then put it in their body so that they'd be exposed to this same garbage that the people who are slowly dying off right now are being exposed to?
Well, that's the thing, Dave. These are pristine organs. That's why during the COVID crisis, the CCP has ramped up the organ harvesting business in order to transplant the infected organs of their cadres who were infected by the CCP virus with the pristine organs of the Falun Gong who did not take the vaccines, who don't drink, who don't smoke. And because they were so pristine, so healthy, and sold as the healthiest organs in the world, it makes sense that the communist regime amplified and enhanced the transplantation, organ harvesting, genocide, and business to transplant these organs back into the bodies of the infected. This is how sick it is. And actually also the organ tourism rate skyrocketed, especially after the persecution and during the COVID crisis because of the organs that were cytokine storm, the failure of the organs. So many foreigners were actually rushing to China, was trying to get to China and call the doctors and call the military hospitals and saying, we have heard that Falun Gong practitioners' organs are the healthiest, are the most pristine, are the best. We want those. And they would make trips back and forth to on a specified date to get these organs. And that's how sick and crazy it has been.
Oh, my. All right. Now, this next clip, because of the fact we're coming to the break in about 4 minutes, is this clip going to exceed that?
It's about one and a half moments. That's 1.5 minutes. It's the
All
UN.
Right. Well, we'll do that, have a little discussion, and we'll come back on the other side of the break to play the last clip. So let's go ahead and what's this next clip about?
This is the UN testimony from the China Tribunal about the evidence that this is irrefutable, that this is going on.
Okay.
For over 3 decades, the People's Republic of China has been accused of harvesting the organs of its own citizens by force. The victims are killed in the process, and their organs are used in transplant operations. This organ trafficking is a human rights abuse that affects all of us. But what is forced organ harvesting in China? How does it differ from transplant systems in other countries? And what evidence is there that it's taking place? Most countries have a voluntary donation system. Recipients wait for an organ to become available, sometimes for 3 or 4 years. When a donor dies, the best matched person on the waiting list is rushed to the hospital to receive their transplant. China has a very different system with reverse matching. Recipients pay for an organ to be made available. A prisoner who is the best match for the paying recipient is chosen from a large pool of detainees. The prisoner is then killed and their organs extracted for transplantation. Transplants for organs such as hearts, livers, and kidneys are scheduled in advance and performed in a matter of weeks. It is not possible for an ethical organ donation system to provide transplants on demand. For years, there has been controversy over whether prisoners of conscience are being killed for organs. An independent people's tribunal, chaired by Sir Geoffrey Nice QC, was formed to assess all available evidence. After 12 months, including 5 days of public hearings, the China tribunal concluded that forced organ harvesting has been committed for years throughout China on a significant scale. Falun Gong practitioners have been one and probably the main source of organ supply. And the vulnerability of the Uyghurs to being used as a bank of organs is also obvious.
Dave, that wasn't the UN clip. That will be the last one after the break. But that was from the documentary from StopOrganHarvesting.org.
Okay. And so all of these, by the way, there are a series of what looks like six forced organ harvesting in China evidence sites that we're going to be posting on our email blast that we're going to be sending out today to all of our subscribers. If you're not subscribing, you need to do that. And very simple ways of doing it. If you want it on your phone, there's a method of doing it. You can go to thepowerhour.com, and we have everything listed right there, including the link to subscribe and get the email blast in your inbox so that you can stay on top of what we're talking about here. Now, of course, we know about the harvesting. It's been put out there. The CCP has denied it. Obviously, we know it's happening because there's enough. I mean, people wouldn't be talking about it unless it actually was. And why people would do that and go rushing over there to get pure bodies to put or pure organs to put in a contaminated body is beyond me, but it's happening. Anyway, we will be back after the break for the last clip and to finish our conversation with Mitchell Gerber about forced organ harvesting in China. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Resvital Caps, Sinuoraga, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
This craft that the Strokes family had of recognizing the medicinal value of herbs by taste and then putting formulas together, knowing the herbal ingredients they needed, but putting them together in perfect proportion by taste, just like a chef would, the Strokes Heart Drops, the world-famous Strokes Heart Drops that saved my life, Jim Strokes's and many others, my dad, my list goes on and on. But those heart drops, they were developed, created 40 years ago for Jim himself after a heart attack. Now, this formula fixed my high blood pressure over 20 years ago, and I have had great blood pressure since.
Call Jay at 877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Thirty-two minutes after the hour of 12 noon in Central Time, Monday, July 25th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And we are talking to Mitchell Nicholas Gerber, who's an investigative journalist, and we've been listening to some clips. And it's based on his 22 years of exposing the forced organ harvesting of the Falun Gong. And we're really looking into the idea, and we were discussing this during the break for those of you who are wondering. Well, we know that something like this, we've heard so many news reports of them doing stuff like this and persecuting the Uyghurs and the Falun Gong over in China. And well, what does that have to do in our backyard? Well, Mitchell, you and I were talking about that, and you were relaying some things that the Chinese Communist Party is a lot closer in America than we've been led to believe. Do you want to shed a little light on that?
Absolutely, Dave. And this is how it relates to the American listener and a constitutional republic, conservative, or a liberal, whoever you are. You're an American citizen, and I'm an American citizen myself. The Falun Gong were the first ones to warn and ring the alarm bells, to warn the Americans, to warn the global citizen about the infiltration of the Chinese Communist Party. And listen to this, Dr. Naomi Wolf, and this is based on our sources as well, how the Chinese Communist Party has infiltrated, Dave, the American healthcare system, and even the COVID Pfizer injections are produced by the CCP. Listen to this, you can't make this up. Basically, there is a manufacturing base called Fosun Pharmaceuticals, which the CCP has been using and setting up at the behest of the hijacked Biden administration, who's in bed with the Chinese Communist Party and the FDA, manufacturing these injections in the United States. And here's what we mean. Fosun Shanghai has now opened Fosun Pharma USA, which is a subsidiary of a Chinese Communist Party biotech firm called Sinopharm, which is the Chinese Communist Party's stronghold. And they've opened a facility in Boston and Massachusetts and a facility in Princeton where they're manufacturing not only the Pfizer products, but the PCR tests as well. So every time your government, your businesses are saying you've got to get that PCR test, it's CCP stuff that's been shoved up your nostrils. That's how close the CCP is in bed with the world governments, the World Health Organization, Pfizer, the U.S., the manufacturings, the multinational corporations. Take a look at this. There are Chinese Communist Party agents buried deep in the U.S. military as well. For example, one, which is a CCP agent, which I'm going to release tonight, or today actually, the U.S., this guy was born to U.S. Chinese immigrant parents who worked as technologists, Dave, for the Chinese Communist Party. Oh, and it gets better. Nautilus, this spy, graduated from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, for God's sake, and now works with the U.S. within the U.S. Department of Defense in the area of computer encryption. And the last thing to put the nail in the coffin before we play the last clip, guess who the CCP is colluding with? Oh, Planned Parenthood. You know Planned Parenthood? Well, in 2016, we found documentation that Li Bin, the director of the Chinese Communist Party's National Health and Family Planning Commission, announced that it would contribute, get this, Dave, $528 million to Planned Parenthood for fiscal year in exchange for the continued donation of American human DNA, tissue, and organs for research in biological weapons. In the Wuhan lab, possibly? You be the judge of that.
Wow. You see, this is the scary stuff, folks. You want to know how it's in our backyard? Now, Mitchell Gerber just told you this. Here's the thing. When you look at the fact that all of these labs are being set up in the United States and there's very little oversight, we have a selective prosecution system going on here. The stuff that you want to see prosecuted doesn't get prosecuted. If you're a conservative, you're getting prosecuted. If you're a J6 protester, you're getting prosecuted. If you're anything connected to Hunter Biden or anything else, you're not getting prosecuted. So the thing is you've got to look and make the connections based on what Mitchell Gerber is telling you. And now we're connecting this whole thing into the abortion sequence. There was also a news story out now, which I'm sifting through our stuff. And what they're doing here is they're coming in and they're coding, as Mitchell just said, all of the DNA, and they're sending it to China. China is basically getting more medical information about United States citizens than we realize. Would that be a fair statement, Mitchell?
Yes, sir. And what about the drug production, which is one of China's fastest growing businesses in Latin America, and not to mention the fentanyl epidemic and this other synthetic opioid derivative, which is ISO, it's called, which is 20 times more potent. And the U.S. authorities believe that these drugs, as we believe, are being manufactured in China by the CCP, shipped to Mexico, where they are then being smuggled into the U.S. And this is where you have a massive, massive fentanyl epidemic all around the country, especially with our young American youth. And so, you know, if you want to talk about infiltration, I mean, there's a great publication from the Epoch Times, Dave, called The Communist Spectre is Ruling Our World, that I really hope that people can actually watch or listen to or read, because it really nails about what is going on and how we have a treasonous government. Not all, I'm not saying everybody, of course not, but there are traitors in our constituted republic that is sold and is selling our American manufacturing, our American livelihood, our American DNA to communist China. And the biggest example of this is Chinagate, where in 1996, under Clinton, they sold the missile defense secrets and the technology, as well as the manufacturing base that our beautiful boomers, baby boomers after World War II, built up to communist China for millions of dollars of campaign contributions to win the election in 1996. You can't make it up, Dave. You can't make it up.
Oh, and see, then Hillary is arrogant enough to even attempt to make us think she's going to toss her hat in the ring to become a Democratic candidate for president after we're hearing this. I don't think so. I don't care. You know, even if you are liberal, it really doesn't matter if you're the one that's on the operating table and they're cutting your organs out of you while you're alive. I don't think people are realizing the impact of this could have in America if we get infiltrated by China, which is where this is where all of the current underpinnings and the back channel information that we're getting now is coming from. It's going to be China that comes in and tries to take us over. It's not going to be by Russia. And not only that, but China is working toward electromagnetic pulse. They could literally put us in the dark ages, and then their 20 million man military comes crashing into America. So this last clip that we're talking about, you want to describe what that clip is about before we play?
Sure. And I just wanted to mention one more thing, that the U.S. media is accepting millions of dollars to publish China's propaganda, which the Justice Department warns. For example, remember when Biden was caught on Hunter's laptop saying, "You're clear, son, you're clear." Well, what was the article from the Times $700,000 bribe from the Chinese Communist Party. You got the Boston Globe, $67,000 from the Chinese Communist Party. The Los Angeles Times, which is in the toilet as well, $361,000 by the Chinese Communist Party to print propaganda. So this last clip is from, I believe, the former VP of the European Parliament. I trust it is, Edward McMillan Scott.
Edward McMillan Scott.
Thank you very much indeed, Peter. I wrote a report on EU-China relations in 1996-7 for the Foreign Affairs Committee and returned to Beijing in 2006, where I met ex-prisoners of conscience, Falun Gong practitioners, as well as made contact with a number of other dissidents and reformers. All the Chinese with whom I had contact were then imprisoned, and in some cases, like Gao Zhisheng, tortured. Gao Zhisheng is a Christian human rights lawyer, very, very well known in China, who investigated the persecution of Falun Gong and wrote reports about it. And one of the people I met, Cao Dong, who had been in prison, told me the story about how his best friend had disappeared one evening from the cell in their prison. And the next time he saw him, it was his body in the prison hospital with holes where body parts had been extracted. The belief that I have, and I share with David Kilgour, that organ harvesting is widespread in China, and it is restricted almost exclusively to Falun Gong practitioners. The only prisoners in China who are routinely blood tested and blood pressure tested are Falun Gong practitioners. The organ transplant industry is in the hands of the military. The People's Liberation Army is responsible for the hospitals, the transportation of body parts, and the sale of them. It is therefore a governmental activity and constitutes genocide under Article 2 of the Genocide Convention. It is as serious as that. And my final word is, with respect to you, Peter, the Falun Gong are to the Chinese regime of today what the Jews were to the Nazis during the war. And we should all take note of this and look at China with new eyes. The European Parliament comes from a very diverse background. And as Peter has already said, even within this quite straightforward resolution, there are still problems because the absolute deluge of propaganda from the regime in Beijing vilifying Falun Gong as some sort of extremist cult. Now, I've met, as I said, hundreds of members of Falun Gong. It is not a sect. It is not a cult. There is no money involved. There is no brainwashing. All the normal characteristics of a cult simply don't exist. These are people who practice their spiritual exercises on their own. And yet, as I said, because between 70 and 100 million people in 1999 were practicing Falun Gong, this was seen by Jiang Zemin, then the leader of the Communist Party, as a threat to his own position. It wasn't, of course, but he saw the opportunity of creating an enemy within. Just as during the war, the Nazis singled out the Jews as a special characteristic and did what they did to the Jews. The same is happening today to Falun Gong in China. That is why it is genocide. That's why I say it's so serious. As to whether we can convey this to all the members of the European Parliament, it's quite difficult. It is quite difficult, but we're trying. And that's what this press conference is about. There'll be other activities today and beyond. I will maintain my campaign, especially until the people I had contact with are released from prison.
Okay, that's the clip.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now Mitchell Gerber just forwarded me a photo, and I forwarded this screenshot to our producer to include this in your email blast. When you read the fact that the Biden family has received some $31 million from Chinese businessmen linked to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence, then you're going to know for sure that we are not dealing with an even deck in Washington. We're dealing with people that have literally, besides the Clinton family, sold us out to the Chinese. And there is a screenshot we're including in your email blast showing the players in the Chinese intelligence community, Xie Feng, Xi Jinping, Li Ming, Henry Zhao, and Patrick Ho, who have donated better than, well, one of them only $188,617, but most of them $1 million or better, some as much as $20 million. And so when you see that the Biden family has been enriched, everything that I have said at this point based on the screenshot indicates the Biden family has been compromised, that Hunter Biden was directly involved with it, with Rosemont Realty, with his Bohai Harvest RST, literally BHR. All of this is directly tied into, which is why the Treasury Department and Janet Yellen and Merrick Garland and the Justice Department and the Department of Homeland Security are hiding all of this information. I can only assume, and I'm going to ask Mitchell Gerber, our guest here on the show, they know this is going on, and they're basically working for the Chinese government. Would that be a fair statement?
A very fair statement, actually. Absolutely. And just what just came out today, Dave, I'm not sure if you saw this, but firms are tied to the Chinese Communist Party's regime, who own about 192,000, you can't make this up, agricultural acres in the U.S., purchased 300 acres in North Dakota, 20 minutes from military bases. I mean, not only they're in Hollywood, they're in our U.S. military. It's these tentacles that have been infiltrated. And like I said, if anyone really wants to know the big picture, the Epoch Times, as you just so eloquently mentioned before the show or during the show or in the beginning of the show, they have a great publication for free, which you can watch, listen to, or read, called The Communist Spectre is Ruling Our World and the Infiltration into the West. I mean, it's shocking. There are two types of groups now, Dave. Traitors and patriots. And you are a true patriot. I mean, what you're doing and how you're exposing the lies and just the treachery of the Bidens, the Obamas, the Clintons. Only Trump was the one. That's why you got they tried to kick him out. He's still the legitimate president, by the way. But that's why even the CCP rigged the elections using Dominion systems, and this was all exposed by Mike Lindell in his absolute proof, showing in real time switching the votes on election day. I mean, again, you can't make this stuff up.
Well, it's true, and this is one of the reasons why, as far as solutions go, we've asked all of our listeners to share with their friends what's going on here and to try to elicit support from people to get involved in the election process, to become, I guess for a better lack of term, infiltrate the election process on the local level, to access the sheriff's department in each county in America that has a sheriff's department, because as we know, Alaska, Hawaii, and Connecticut do not have a county sheriff. So those are three states we pretty much have to write off because constitutional sheriffs don't exist there. We need to try to influence those sheriffs to become constitutional sheriffs, as well as to call upon the sheriff to do the right thing and enforce the laws that are currently on the books to stop any messing with our integrity of our election system, which obviously after 2020. Here's the other thing, Mitchell, I want to get your take on this because, I mean, you're plugged into this. You know what's going on, especially in all the back channel communication. Trump got on TV and admitted he took the booster. Now we have Deborah Birx. I don't know if you've read the articles regarding her book where she and Fauci basically lied to Donald Trump. And basically what Donald Trump still does not recognize is that this that's been unleashed on America is a bioweapon designed to kill as many American citizens as possible, in addition to the rest of the world. Would that be a fair statement?
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up, and we can go down that rabbit hole, but we might have to have another show another time.
Well, we might, but I mean, you can at least elaborate a little bit on it. We've had so many frontline doctors, Mitchell, come on the show and talk about the fact that this is a depopulation effort, how this could get past Donald Trump, who admitted he got the booster. It's like, dude, you just took the shots. You did exactly what the Chinese Communist Party wanted you to do. Now, this mRNA is in your system, sir. How can you sit there and tell the rest of us to go get the jab?
100%. And I was so disappointed because I was a diehard Trump supporter. I loved that he stood up to communist China, was putting the death knell. Peter Navarro, Steve Bannon, I was on their shows as well. I mean, Mike Pompeo. But then he took the shot, and I thought to myself, why did Trump do this? And then his entire base of at least 80 million people would follow suit. It's crazy, especially as you just said, this is a bioweapon. This is not a vaccine. This is not a gene therapy. This is a gene delivery. They have caused massive amounts of death with the CCP technology downloaded into the algorithmic patenting of this this weapon, and they unleashed it on the world. And for Trump to stand there and take the booster, I don't know. Maybe it's doublespeak. Maybe it's a white hat operation. I don't know, Dave. Maybe your guess is good as mine. But when he said that, I thought, oh God, I can't believe this has gone on. I mean, really. So I'm not sure. I don't know. I hope that's not the situation. But he came out and said it. And the consequences to that, to stand behind a bioweapon, it just really broke my heart.
Well, it did a lot of people, and there are a lot of people. We're talking about millions of Americans who have not taken the jab, has not so much have had the swab put up our nose, given that Dr. Kerry Mate, who unfortunately suffered some very critical injuries in a plane crash, a private plane crash. I don't know if you were up to that, but Kerry Mate. Yeah, Kerry Mate was on one of my radio shows in Florida, and she came right out with it and said, this is an effort to depopulate the United States of America. She's looked in the microscope. She's seen the garbage floating around in the jab. She's seen the stuff floating around in the swab. And this stuff goes right through your crib reform plate. We have talked about reverse transcriptase on the show. I've interviewed Judy Mikovits, Dr. Mikovits, multiple times. Spoken at the event in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina for Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour, spoken to General Flynn. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on here that, you know, when we talk about this, and I'm not trying to elevate myself, it's the awareness that I'm trying to get out that people, what you don't understand, and this goes to our listeners, and Mitchell, you can chime in on this. We are still dealing with this bioweapon. This bioweapon has the capacity to potentially infect you again. You need to stock up on whatever supplements, and this is why we have the Power Mall, because it's there. In addition to that, we have mygotodoc.com to get yourself the scripts necessary in case you get ill again. What we're trying to do is stop the spread of this stuff and the shedding and everything else. Are we on the right track based on your research, Mitchell?
Mr. Krieger, you are absolutely spot on. I mean, what a gentleman and a scholar. I take my hat off to you, because most people haven't got the guts, the tenacity, or the absolute depth to discuss this true, true testament to historic understanding. Because Dr. Lee Merritt, Dr. Larry Pilevsky, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Kerry Mate, as you said, the great honorable Jewish doctor, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, has said that these are the enemies of God. They have unleashed an extermination level event. Then you connect it with the 5G, as Dr. Ricardo Delgado and the La Quinta Columna team, and Dr. David Martin. These are bioweapon shots. Dr. Li Mingyan, who left the World Health Organization, defected and exposed that the TCP is behind this, backed by Charles Lieber from Harvard, to Peter Daszak, DARPA, the World Health Organization, with Teddy Boy Tedros, as well as Anthony Fauci, funding the Wuhan lab. And the same prime minister or military dictator who concocted the genocide against Falun Gong practitioners is the same president, prime minister in the 1990s, particularly 1999, that funded the bioweapon, colluding with Ralph Barrick at North Carolina Chapel Hill.
And you've got the same history lesson that I've been sharing with everybody, Mitchell. You got it.
Yes. Yes, sir. And Francis Boyle, the Honorable Francis Boyle, tried to write into law the Proclamation Act of 1989 to destroy the BSL and BSL-4 labs under Bush, and made it illegal for American citizens, any illegal American citizens, regardless of class or clearance, to meddle in bioweapons. And Dietrich did it, covered up by the CDC, who are also complicit in murder, giving these shots to our younglings, our 0 to 17-year-olds, causing over 50,000 adverse reactions, thousands of deaths that they're covering up and reclassifying in their own CDC various reporting system of 11 databases. Only 1% reporting, which are reclassifying as we speak because they deleted 52, Dave, and then they reclassified. These people are complicit in murder. In murder. So, yes, I am right with you, validating and absolutely confirmed. Copy that.
All right. So with a couple of minutes that we have left in the show, the thing that, you know, we've been trying to stress here is they're doing it over there, and if we don't rise up and stop this, they're going to be doing it over here.
Absolutely.
That'd be a fair statement because, I mean, they'll stop at nothing in our own government from everything that you've just presented here, Mitchell, appears to be complicit in what's going on, especially the Bidens, and yet nobody's doing anything about it. He may be a nut job, and he may look like a nut job, but somebody else is pulling the strings here. Your final thoughts on that?
100%. And the vaccine passports are actually disguised, the digital vaccine passports, as social credit scores from the communist Chinese. So we really have to stand up and fight. And Dr. Vladimir Zelenko once said before he passed, this is the hill we have to stand and possibly die on to save our lives, to save our children, and to save our humanity, particularly our constitutional republic that has been hijacked by a globalist cabal that is using the communist spectre and the CCP to try and destroy our very great republic. And if they take away our guns, Dave, that's it. But by the grace of God, they haven't. They've created a serious mass formation psychosis, as Dr. Robert Malone has shared, and Dr. Peter McCullough and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., but they haven't been able to take away the very thing that defends our liberty, justices, and freedoms, which is the Second Amendment. And that, if we don't defend that, then, you know what, we're gone, we're finished. So we have to stand on this hill and defend it with everything we can against these specters of evil and these enemies of God.
Well, and I appreciate that. And as the old saying goes, I'd rather be dead than dead. Mitchell, Nicholas Gerber, thank you so much for your presentation and the clips. Again, folks, you know, we the people can do something about it. We'll talk more about this tomorrow on our show. We will be back. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Amen.
All heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.